大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, this is No Money Adam.
哦，是吗？
啊，this is Poor Adam.
你十一出去玩啦
？Yeah, spend all my money.
好，那我们今天开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，就要跟大家分享一下啊，如果你囊中羞涩，因为过了一个长假。我们吃喝玩乐很 happy, 但是这个后果就是maybe your bank account is running a bit low.
It's probably not as happy as you were when you were eating all that wonderful food.
对，而且最近还有一个就卖衣服的 Forever 21。之前它不是各个地方 everywhere 都有，突然破产了。
Right.
所以我们今天就要分享一下个人或者企业的这种 no money 破产了英语怎么说。但更重要的呢，是我们也要教大家啊，好好存钱，英语要如何表达。
Okay. Well, where should we start?
What you just talked about, I have no money.
Right.
所以如果真的没钱的话，英语也可以这样说吗？
Yeah, you can just say, I have no money. And of course, that could be because you spent all of your money, perhaps on a national holiday, or just because you never had any to begin with.
所以 poor, P-O-O-R 这个词、还是会用来形容这样的情况，是吧？
Right. The thing about poor, though, is we often use this in daily speech to mean kind of like, what a pity. Like, oh, poor you.
Yeah,
oh, poor Adam, poor this. You wouldn't just say, you know, like if Adam really had no money, you wouldn't call him poor Adam.
那我们会怎么说呢？
Well, you could say Adam is broke.
Broke.
Yeah.
前几年有一部非常受欢迎的美剧《破产姐妹》。
Right. Okay. So, guys, listen up, please. Two broke girls.
Not
broken girls.
Two broken girls.
Right. Because broken girls mean something very different.
Okay, 那我们先来看 broke, B-R-O-K-E. 英文大家知道 break, 然后 broke, broken, 过去时过去分词啊。这个 broke 呢，在这里它其实是一个 adjective 形容词。
Right, so I could say I'm broke. It means I have no money, honey.
对，而且这个词应该是口语里最常用的形容没钱的词吧。
Right, now again, this could be because you are always broke or, again, after a holiday, after something special, you spent all your money.So you are broke.
对，所以可以说 Oh, I'm broke or I'm so broke.
I'm so broke, guys. I can't go to that restaurant. I'm so broke.
I'm flat broke.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah.
前面你说比如 two broken girls,、mm-hmm. it means something very different.、Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
Like in the mind.
Oh.
Yeah, if a person is broken, it usually means they have a lot of mental...
Trauma,
troubles, yeah.
Well, if you're broke, probably 会让人很 broken.
I think a lot of economists are starting to agree with you, but in any case, we are not psychologists, we are not economists, but we are talking about a really interesting topic, which of course is no money.
对，好，那看完口语里很常用的 I'm broke, 就你没钱了或者钱很少都可以这样说、oh,哭穷的时候、接下来我们要看的这个词呢更多是用在 companies, corporations.
Could also be people.
In
any case, it is a much more formal word. This word is bankrupt.
Bankrupt,、就是破产。
Right, right. So you go bankrupt.
Okay, 所以搭配的时候我们可以前面加一个 go,、
right.
来形容那个就那个过程那个 process.
Yes, okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that because the process, of course, is a noun as well. So if you need a noun for bankrupt or go bankrupt, that's bankruptcy.
Oh, 对因为 bankrupt 是形容词
Right.
然后 bankruptcy 是名词
Right. So when we're saying that noun, bankruptcy, we really don't stress the T at all.
对对对
Bankruptcy.
对啊就是最近那个美国快消 fast fashion 的品牌 Forever 21, they filed for bankruptcy.
That's right. So filing for bankruptcy, whenever we're talking about legal proceedings, we always use file. File for something.
就中文会说申请，对吧？申请破产保护。然后也可以用 declare 是吗
？Yes.
Declare 就是我告诉大家我的消费者们 ，Don't come to our stores. We'll be closing them.
Right. So again, but you know, a person can declare bankruptcy, but actually, it's only the court that can really declare that.
法律对法庭。
So first, you have to file for it. Then the court will
对
will help you in the proceedings.
诶，而且特别是在这个 American context, 美国的环境底下，我们还会看到一种说法叫 Chapter 11.
Right, so there are all kinds of different bankruptcies in America. Chapter 13. Chapter 11 is a very common one, even though people don't know what it means exactly. They just know the phrase,File for chapter 11.
对，特别读到这种企业申请破产，Forever 21 filed for chapter 11.
Right, so you could add bankruptcy after that, chapter 11 bankruptcy, but if you just say chapter 11, everyone will know what you're talking about.
破产法第十一章哦，我就觉得这 Forever 21好像 not too long ago, 他们还大举进入中国，然后对，在上海开 flagship store, 结果好快的好像就怎么就不 go under 了呢？
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of a last ditch Hail Mary pass, I guess, if you're not doing so well. We're gonna go to China.
我刚刚说 they went under, 这个就是很口语的一种说破产，公司破产的说法。
This one is really only used for companies.
就是如果你很穷不可以 I went under.
对。Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
那除了 go under, 我们还有一个很口语的说法。
Okay, go belly up.
哦，这个是我刚刚新学的，你教我的。Belly 就是肚子是吗
？Yes.
Like beer belly, 啤酒肚。
Like beer belly, yes, exactly. I guess it's kind of like if you look at a dead fish.It's going to float and kind of turn over.
Oh, right, right. 死鱼
Right. So the idea is that the company is a fish and now the fish is dead.
So can you say Forever 21 went belly up?
They went belly up.
好的，那说了很多企业破产的英文说法，我们现在来说一些很口语的。也不是说你破产真的没有钱，但是我们经常比如过了十一啊，或者月底了，对吧？工资都花光了。
Yeah, that's right. So paycheck to paycheck, right? A lot of people are
月光
right. A lot of people are living like that, and it's very easy to run out of money.
我特别喜欢这个短语，因为你可以用不同的时态来改变它的这个状态。比如说，哎，我钱快要用光了，还没有全用光，你就可以说
I am running out of money.
对 ，I'm running out of money.
Right.
那如果都用光了。
I ran out, sorry.
I ran out, 就没有了。哎，还有两个都是和什么什么 out。
It's true, but I'm looking at them now, and I'm thinking that even though they look very similar, the usage is a little bit different.
Oh.
So the first one we're going to talk about is tapped out.
Tapped, T-A-P-P-E-D.
T-A-P-P-E-D, tapped.
Tapped out 和 run out of money 有什么不同吗
Well, we wouldn't say tapped out of money. You just say, I am tapped out. Yeah, sorry, there's no money left. I'm tapped out.
比如朋友说、哎、大家一起去旅游吧。Oh, sorry, I'm tapped out.
Yeah, especially after whatever. You know, we already had this great holiday. I'm pretty tapped out after the holiday.
Oh, 你刚刚那个用法也很好。I'm pretty tapped out.
Yeah, you know, you can always add some extra words in here.
What about clean?Out.
Cleaned out, you can use that in the same idea, in the sense of like, I'm cleaned out, but usually we use this more in an active sense, like my wife cleaned out our joint bank account.
老婆先款而逃吗？我想到的 cleaned out 是 casino.
Mm-hmm.
是赌场 the casino cleaned me out.
Okay, so that's true. Yeah, something can clean you out.
对吧
Right, so that is true. But again, the idea is that with tapped out, you can only really say, I'm tapped out. Whereas cleaned out has a bit more broad usage.
好的那 what other phrases do we have?
Well, you could just talk about your bank account specifically. Earlier, I said...Bank account is not very happy. I always like that one.
对对对
Or, you know, you can find any ways to describe your bank account. It's sick. It's sad. But you could also just say something like, you know, it's dried up.
Oh, dried up. 干掉了干涸
The money dried up.
I don't have a single penny.
So you are penniless?
Penniless.
Penniless.
就很穷的意思啊。
This word, it's a weird one because it's not spelled like penny, like 1 cent. Some people will say penniless, but other people will say penniless.
Schwa sound 吗?
Yes, the schwa sound.
又来了。但我觉得更 what's worse than being tapped out and penniless、mm. is 你还欠了债。
Ah, yes, debt.
D-E-B-T.
I just wish they'd get rid of the B. I don't know why it's still there. It has no purpose.
对，就是这个 B 是不发音的。
Right, its only purpose, it seems, is to confuse students. Debt, it's debt.
好，这个 debt...我觉得以前吧，我们会觉得 debt 离我们很远，但后来想想，就几乎每个人可能都有 some form of debts，
嗯、mm. ，
可能 student loan、
yep.
对吧，助学贷款或者 mortgage，
买、well,
房子 it's a big thing，
it's a big thing， it's funny though how people don't really seem to mind because mortgage like you have to live somewhere，
对对对，这倒是。
Now we have something that we call personal debt， and that's more like、oh.Credit cards.
对 credit card debt, 对不对
Right, but mortgage is kind of, most people are okay with mortgage debt.
嗯，因为觉得这个不动产还是值钱的到最后啊。好，那 debt 我就想到之前我们也教过大家一种说法，就是和 eyeballs 有关。
Yes, well, first of all, we should say in debt. The phrase is, you know, someone is in debt. If you are in a lot of debt, then you can say, I'm in debt.Up to my eyeballs.
Mm, up actually, to my eyeballs.
I think like, you're talking about these Americans. I think a lot of them, it's actually past their eyeballs.、
Mm.
They're in debt up to their eyebrows, maybe, or forehead.
Yeah. 这两年不是涌现出很多那种小额贷款吗、
mm.
就是你工资快用完了然后哎，我借你100块钱但是 interest rate 超高然后过两个月就变你要还2000块钱
Oh yeah, these places, they're everywhere. We call these places payday lenders、mm. and the service they provide is called a payday loan.
他们的广告都是啊、哦，这很容易我们就能借你什么几百块钱1000块钱、
mm.
They make it seem so easy.
Right.
然后你借了以后就像我说的就像 loan shark, 像那个放高利贷一样。
Yeah. Mm, it's the same. Like I say, there's just more and more of them all the time.
对，好，那 anyways, 我觉得最重要的就是要好好 manage your finances,、mm. 管理自己的钱，有多少花多少。
Right, that's the most important thing. Spend within your means.
这里 means 就是你的能力啊。
Or what you have too, right?
对， like, 好，最后要说说我很喜欢的一件事情，就是省钱存钱。
Oh, okay. So this, I think, would be a very popular topic in China, because、mm. I have noticed that you are not alone.
对，因为我们好像就是有一个省钱、mm. 存钱的传统。
Before I went to China for the first time, they told me that it is a country of savers.
Oh, right. Savers 就是存钱储蓄的人。
Right, right. So they really are interested in savings.
Savings 就是储蓄的意思。
Yeah. When you go to the bank, you usually have a checking account and a savings account.
对 ,checking 就是活期、
mm.
然后 savings 就是一些什么定期 fixed.
Yeah, it's fixed. The interest rate is usually a little, just a teeny bit higher.
嗯，对，就 savings. 或者你不放银行，你就放在自己家里。Or I don't know, WeChat, Wallet,
yeah,
Alipay.
Alipay,、
就是、
sure. There's lots of ways that you can save up your money.
哦，所以动词是 save up.
Well, save up, I mean, like a lot of these phrasal verbs in English, you can just say save money.That's fine.、
Mm.
It's just, it sounds really, really natural to add that up. And usually you save up for something.
对，比如说十一之前你可能 you were saving up for a holiday. Right,
right? Exactly,、mm. exactly.
I've been saving up my whole life.
Oh, yeah?
对啊，我们中国人就是一辈子要存钱。We need our rainy day funds.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, you never know when it is going to rain.
对，那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的啊，这个我觉得很形象。
Yeah, it is a really good expression to save something for a rainy
day.
Because
就是下雨天吗 ？Rainy day.
Yeah, yeah. Now some of you guys are thinking like, well, what do you mean rainy day? I still have to go to work. I still have to do everything. This idea of a rainy day is just a day that you really, some kind of emergency.
对对对，就 rainy day 在这里它。 比喻的是，哎，万一情况不好了，
right.
对吗 ？What if you lost your job?
Right.
对，就是就像你说有一个 emergency、mm. 突发情况。
Right. So it's always good to have a rainy day fund.
嗯，对，好，也可以叫 emergency fund.
Sure can. 嗯，
好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，跟大家分享了一些非常实用的和personal finance, 个人理财啊，有关的英文。And of course, we hope you didn't run out of money.
We hope you're not broke.
对, because I'm sure you guys all have your rainy day funds.、
Mm.
好的，那今天的节目就到这儿。有什么问题或者你期望在以后的节目里听到什么样的主题都可以在留言里跟我们分享。Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.